So how do you feel about sharks? Does the very mention of them remind you of this?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Or maybe this.
Can't just wait here and wait sharks to rain down on us.
Yeah, that was a tornado of sharks and Sharknado, taking the fear out of the water and into the sky and on land. Let's dispense, though, with the fear. My general fear of sharks simmered way down a few months ago when I told you about a shark named Lydia. She's a 14-foot white shark. They're often known as great whites. Lydia was fitted with a tracking device on her dorsal fin in the spring of 2013 by a team of scientists. And earlier this year, Lydia was the first great white ever documented to cross the Atlantic Ocean. OSearch has an online tracking app, so anyone can follow the movements of the sharks that have been tagged, including Lydia. And my colleague Andrea Crossan has downloaded the app. You're not exactly a stalker, but you are following Lydia pretty obsessively, Andrea. What's attracted you to this shark?
I think actually stalker is probably a fair word, Marco, actually. I mean, for me, every week is Shark Week. I've been obsessed with sharks since I was a little kid. I think I saw Jaws when I was too young.
But it didn't scare you out of the water.
No, I was always cheering for the shark to win. So I found out about this app when I produced this interview with you about Lydia the shark. And, you know, when I'm having a tough day, or like it is today in Boston, it's really rainy and gross, I look at the app and I see where Lydia is, and it just makes me feel better knowing she's out there and she's this amazing, amazing creature. I mean, in the year and a half since they tagged her, she's traveled over 20,000 miles.
Yeah, you told me that. I just can't believe it. But there it is on the map, the line, the pink line. You can follow Lydia. So you've got a map, Andrea. But do you know what Lydia actually gets up to on these tens of thousands of miles she swims?
You know, I have more questions than answers about what Lydia does. So I called up Greg Scommel. Now, he's with the Massachusetts Marine Fisheries, and he also led the research team that tagged Lydia. One thing I asked Greg was about a period of time where it seemed like Lydia had disappeared, and I was getting really worried about her. So here's what Greg told me about her disappearances.
Well, the way the technology works is for these sharks to actually communicate with a satellite, their dorsal fin needs to come out of the water. That means they need to be really right at the surface. So if Lydia doesn't come to the surface, then we're not hearing from her. And for those periods of time, whether it be 2 weeks or 6 weeks, that tells us that she's diving, and she's diving deep.
So she's diving really deep. And where is Lydia now?
Well, she pinged a couple of days ago off the coast of Newfoundland. It's the second time that she's made a trip up there since she's been tagged. And Greg Scholmel told me that that's one of the patterns that's come up. But he says that even though they know where she goes, they don't know why she goes there. But it might have something to do with her reproduction cycle, because as Greg told me, Lydia can actually choose when she reproduces. Here he explains it.
Many shark species are actually capable of storing sperm. So a male and a female could mate. She's capable of storing the sperm, keeping them alive, and then fertilizing her eggs at a later date. So it's entirely plausible that Lydia was storing sperm, fertilized her eggs, and then became pregnant. Of course, we'll never know if that actually happened.
Wow, incredible bit of biology, a time-delayed pregnancy. So will you be able to monitor Lydia for the duration of her life?
I so wish I could, Marco. Unfortunately, that's kind of the bad news, and that's the thing that I didn't know, but Greg explained to me. He told me that there's a battery on the tag on her dorsal fin, and it only lasts a few years. So if we're lucky, we'll be able to follow Lydia's movements for maybe another year or two, which is going to break my heart just a little bit.
Yeah, because once the battery dies, we're not going to know where Lydia is anymore.
I know. And it just, like I said, there's just something so special about this fish. The fact that she has this intrepid spirit, that she travels where sharks don't go. She covers distances that other sharks don't. There's something amazing about her.
Well, Andrea, following your passion, you've got a whole slew of Lydia stuff online. There are pictures, of course. What else?
There's also a video, an amazing video of Lydia actually being tagged. So if you want to see how you tag a 14-foot, 2,000-pound fish, you got to check this out. There's the map that shows where she's traveled in the last year and a half. And also, if you want to be a super fan like me, you can follow her on Twitter. Lydia tweets at Rockstar Lydia.
Rockstar. Of course, she is a rock star. Andrea, thank you.
Thanks, Marco.
And PRI.org is where you'll find all those Lydia pictures, maps, and video. And we'll say goodbye today with a tune from the place where Lydia last surfaced, Newfoundland. This is Great Big Sea, and I'm Marco Werman from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. Thank you for tuning into the world today. Boys,
she's on the ground.